Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in Detroit for the auto show. Not just any old auto show. It's the once-a-year extravaganza known as the North American International Auto Show. Here in Detroit, we're in Cobo, broadcasting in the lobby. We've been doing this in this same exact spot for, at least 15 years or so. So I've carved out a place for myself, and I'm very thankful to all the great support of the people who put on this show, including Michelle Evangelista and her entire team. And I'm also very grateful to all of the wonderful guests who join us each year when we do our broadcast here from this spot. And joining us, the gentleman who's been with us many times in the past, his name is Doug Murtha, and he is the Vice President of Scion. Doug, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Seems like I haven't been out on the show floor yet, but 2015 seems to be a really good year. There's a lot of energy and certainly a lot of people here in attendance.
Absolutely, yes, and a lot of clearly a lot of investment in the show stands this year. You can tell everybody's definitely engaged and taking the show as seriously as ever.
Excellent. I was out at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas before coming here, and there was a record number of automakers there, and also noticed that the booths out there were quite impressive. I mean, they were auto show type booths and a lot of investment. So you're absolutely right. They're investing. The car companies are investing in their displays, and that's a good thing for everybody. Let's talk about what folks can find within the Scion display here in Detroit 2015. What's the big news that you've got at the show for us?
Okay. Well, our big news, we don't have an independent press event here this year, but we are carrying over some of the news that we revealed in Los Angeles in November. Really three stories there. Number one, we announced that Scion will receive three new products to our lineup within a three-year period, which we're very excited about.
Yes.
Two of those new products we will display a little bit later this year in New York in April. And one of those two we showed in concept form in Los Angeles, and that was a vehicle we call the IM Concept. And we've brought that with us here to Detroit to share with the consumers and the media here at the Detroit Auto Show. So IM Concept is a C-segment, a subcompact hatchback. It blends a little bit of the sleek design and performance elements of a sports car with the versatility of a subcompact hatchback. Very grounded appearance, wheels at the F-size, 19-inch forged alloys. A performance and dynamics story that we'll be sharing more about in New York in April.
That's great. I didn't make it out to the LA Auto Show this year. I had some family business to attend to, so I can't wait to get a look at this concept vehicle. And it seems like you guys have done extremely well in recent times with some of your newer introductions, including the FRS. That certainly seems to have rolled out extremely well.
Yeah, the product has pretty much done what we expected. We got a great first 2 years out of that. We're getting into year three, which for that segment tends to fall off a little bit, but the product is still doing very well for us. I think there were some who were concerned, could Scion support a $25,000, $26,000 price point? Some who said we might, but we would put a 55-year-old midlife crisis buyer in the seat, and that's absolutely not who we've sold to. Since the launch of the product, our average age driver has been about 31. That's what it is today, so we're really putting the buyer we targeted in the seat of the car, and from that standpoint, it's definitely delivering what we needed from the car.
That's great. Let's talk about Scion and demographics. I understand Scion has some of the youngest buyers in the marketplace.
Absolutely. We still have a TC, which is our volume leader, is still a 27-year-old buyer. As I said, the FRS is bringing in a 31-year-old buyer. On average, we run about 36, which still, by auto industry standpoint, is a pretty young young targets.
Absolutely. What can we look forward to from the Scion brand? As you noted, we're going to have some news in New York, but I'm sure you've got a plan for years to come that you can't tell us about. But in general terms, what are we going to see from Scion? What are some of the goals that you have personally for the brand?
Well, I think our objective as a brand really hasn't changed since our launch. From a consumer standpoint, we're here to offer distinctive products they might not have a chance to offer or buy through the Toyota brand. We offer a purchase process that is still distinct from the industry with a no negotiation, no haggle sales model. Selfishly, from the manufacturer's standpoint, we're still a laboratory for experimentation. We've continued to try new things in marketing arena with product on campus with some of our vendor partnerships, and that's going to continue to be part of the brand. I think it's no secret we've had a relative quiet period here since the launch of the FRS. We're very excited about getting these three new products into the lineup and turning things around a bit from a sales volume standpoint and re-engaging our dealers. I think they've been very patient with us and understood some of the quiet period, and now they're excited and ready to sell these new products.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about this concept vehicle. It sounds very enticing. Kind of give our listeners a little verbal walk around the vehicle, if you could describe it stylistically. Folks, of course, can go to Scion.com and all the usual places, MotorTrend.com, AutoWorldRadio.com, to see some pictures. But verbally, it's always interesting to hear from somebody like yourself, Doug. So give us a little verbal walk around that concept vehicle.
Okay, very good. As I said earlier, it's fundamentally a C-segment or subcompact hatchback product. The group we work with to create the concept was very much inspired by vehicles from the European touring circuits. So there's very much that look in the vehicle. Very wide stance, very low ride height, wheels definitely out at the corners. Definitely some elements of both dynamism and drama in the front and rear bumpers. It's in a very bright blue color that is absolutely eye-catch and will be not too far from a production color we'll have for the vehicle when it comes to market. So unfortunately, at this point, we're a little light on some of the technical specs and some of the content and positioning. As we did announce in Los Angeles, though, we intend to bring this vehicle to market under $20,000 with a great fuel economy and value story, and look forward to sharing more details in April.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit more about Scion and what it means to you personally and what it means as a brand. If you had to encapsulate some of the qualities that make up a Scion vehicle to some listener who is joining us right now who perhaps isn't that familiar with the brand, when you say Scion, what are some of the attributes that you like folks to have in their minds when they're considering taking a look at a Scion? What are some of the attributes about Scion that really shine?
Well, I think the lineup has always been relatively eclectic. We pull different products from other overseas markets, and none of them clearly fit a one-size-fits-all description, and I think that's where we intend to continue to go with the lineup. We have five vehicles in our product lineup right now. I often get asked about the next generation of many of those products, and in a lot of cases, we're not going to do a next generation. We reserve the right to bring something new and different into the lineup that meets the interests and needs of our target customer. And I think those have actually evolved over time. While since our introduction, we have continued to target a fairly independent-minded subsegment of the 18 to 34-year-old market, when you look at the mindset of that consumer in, say, 2005 versus the mindset of that consumer in 2015, they're very different. Demographically, not that different, but psychographically, very different. And I think some of those changes in that mindset will start to find their way into the types of products we bring into the lineup.
Well, Doug, as usual, it's a pleasure spending time with you here at the Big Auto Show in Detroit. For more information on all things Scion, where's the best place to go, website-wise, social media-wise, whatever you'd like to promote, go right ahead.
Yeah, I would just say Scion.com is still the starting point, and there are links there to our racing forums and our lifestyle forums and all the rest. So a great starting point. Scion.com.
Wonderful. He's Doug Murtha, and he's Vice President of Scion. Thanks again, Doug.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Thank you very much for joining me here. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, as well as around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com. And by the way, my website is AutoWorldRadio.com. When you get a chance, check it out. Well, the summer is not that far off, and it's always kind of a volatile time.
time of the year for gasoline prices. It's been on everybody's mind of late, and joining us right now to give us her insight on gasoline prices summer 2015 is the author of Car Care for the Clueless, ASC Certified Mechanic, and National Automotive Authority, Pam Oates. Pam, how you doing?
Thanks for having me on. Good evening.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we are going to see for the summer months. Traditionally, we tend to see a little pump up, so to speak, in the rise of gasoline prices during the summer months, and it always isn't necessarily that fair, because this is the time of the year that a lot of people do the vast majority of their traveling. But I understand there are several reasons for this, Pam.
Oh, definitely. You know, it all is about, and everybody's heard this before, the summer blend. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, summer blend. This is just another reason for them to hike up the cost. Well, you know, because of the summer blend, the cost will automatically go up because there are special additives that go into the gasoline to make it possible that it burns cleaner. And they definitely want it to burn cleaner during the summertime, so it's safer for the summertime ozone levels during the summer months, believe it or not. There really is a true reason for this. And we're doing our part by doing the summer blend.
Excellent. And the summer blend, I would imagine, also is very much definitely dependent on your geographic locations. The summer blend that we have where you and I both reside in the state of Florida is probably quite a bit different from the summer blend that is in Alaska or in other parts of North America.
Well, it's definitely regional. You know, it's all about oxygenating, fuel, you know, those additives. It's too much of a long weekend, evidently. And, you know, it's all these ingredients that are combined together, and like you said, it's regional. It's going to vary from state to state. You know, this isn't anything new. They started this back in the mid-90s. You know, EPA said we need to reduce our pollution and our smog, and this is what they came up with.
And certainly it can be frustrating for people who do a lot of traveling in the summer months. This is the time that lots of families go on the traditional vacation, but it falls into the category, like many things here in the year 2015, as being just one of those things.
Yes, it's like, what's next? When you pull up to the gas pump, you don't know what you're going to be seeing next. Yesterday I filled up, and the vehicle I was driving put premium, and it was $2.99. And I'm like, okay, why is this $2.99 and 87 octane is $2.39? You tell me, because there's not going to be that big of a difference. And, you know, it all has to do with well, several things, but basically in this case, it's going to be the petroleum company, the profit at the gas station.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a very good point. And folks have been blessed in recent months. Of course, we all have been blessed with the price of gasoline being quite a bit less than it was a year or two ago. And still, it adds up, and in the long run, most people are always interested in ways to increase their fuel economy. Why don't you give us some tips on ways to increase fuel economy? And I know one of the things that's quite often overlooked by lots of folks as they're busy today is the air in your tires. Tire inflation pressure can really have a major bearing on the fuel economy that your vehicle will yield.
You know, I'm glad you actually brought that up, because I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me last week. And it's all about putting air in your tires. I was, you know, now that I am not doing the shop, I retired from the shop, I was helping out a good family friend of ours, and he was complaining about a couple of things on his car. I said, oh, I'll just look at it, just for fun. Mm-hmm. And I took that thing for a test drive, and it was all over the road. Wow, what's going on here? And actually, he was reading something in the paper about, you know, putting air in your tires, and he put click. I got back to his house, and I said, you got to check this air pressure. What's going on here? And they were about 44, 45 PSI. And I said, and his car takes 30. So what are you doing here, you know? And he told me about the story, and I said, no, I said, you always go off of what the sticker shows on inside of your door. So 30, you put 30 in there. If it says 35 in the front and 32 in the back, that's exactly what you do, because that's how the engineers have developed this for your vehicle. I mean, you go by what they say. He says, but the tire says, I said, I don't care what the tire says, because that tire not only fits your car, it fits other makes and models and may require that higher PSI.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all on the car. So please, yes, definitely keep your tires inflated. Not what it says on the tire itself, but it says in the door, please, and you'll be all over the road. I mean, it was just quite an experience. It floated everywhere.
And it seems like road imperfections will really definitely become worse when your tires are underinflated. Those little minor grooves in the road all of a sudden become a major league problem.
Yes, it was quite an unsettling feeling, you know, just driving it down the road, I would say about a quarter of a mile. And I was waiting, couldn't wait to get back to find out what was going on with this vehicle, because it was very unsafe, very unsettling. And, you know, when I asked the family friend, I said, didn't it feel different to you? And he's like, well, maybe a little bit, but he says, I was trying to help the car. So that's what it's all about. Everybody's trying to help their car. And this is a good thing, but you have to have the proper information to do it right. And if you're not sure, you just ask your ASD certified technician to help you out. They'll be more than, that's part of their job. They'll be more than happy to help you.
And you, of course, have got a great website, and I encourage everybody to check it out. What's your official website, Pam?
Thank you for asking. It's carcareforthecluelesscom, all spelled out, one word. And as a matter of fact, we got about one more week, and it's getting a brand new facelift. I can't wait.
Oh, that sounds like it's always fun when that is around the bend, so we can't wait to see the new look. And you, my friend, are involved with lots of media activities, whether it's speaking at various conventions, and you also have a couple of different radio shows. Why don't you give your radio shows a plug real quickly?
Well, thank you. We have our daily edition, Car Care for the Clueless, daily edition. It's on stations coast to coast, 30 different stations. Of course, we have our weekly on KMET in Palm Springs, California.
Excellent. Hang with us a few more minutes, Pam. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via GCNlive.com. You can also find our podcast variant at the network's website, GCNlive.com. We can also be found archive form and on-demand formed as well. We've got the CEO of DealerRater.com in the on-deck circle, and we're finishing up with Pam Oates, automotive expert and media celebrity, media personality. CarCareForTheClueless.com is her website, and Pam, we promise to get you back for a much longer visit here in the next week or so, but got a quick email here that kind of falls into what we've been talking about, fuel economy. The email comes from Michael. Michael is listening in Michigan, and Michael has a question about octane. He wants to know if he uses a higher grade octane in his vehicle, which happens to be a 2013 Ford Mustang GT. Will he get better fuel economy?
No, what you need to do to get better fuel economy, it's not the octane, but it's the quality of fuel. You need to go with a top-tier fuel. Top-tier fuel, you can Google that, T-O-P-T-I-E-R, and it's all about the quality of fuel, not the octane. Stick with what the manufacturer tells you to install. And top-tier was designed well back almost about 15 years ago. Now, my gosh, how time has flown. And it is in regards to the quality. Six manufacturers got together, and that was Honda, Toyota, GM, VW, Audi, and VW. And they said, this is what we need in our fuels to get top MPG, least amount of emissions. What can you do? And a handful came back and said, hey, this is easy stuff. We can do it for you. And they have been deemed top tier. As a matter of fact, if you get one of those cars even today and you look at your manual, it says use top tier fuel. And trust me, we did an experiment. My fiance's car, he increased his fuel economy by almost 3 mpg. And on paper, that's a free tank of gas in about 8.5, 9 tanks. I mean, you can't go in and say, hey, give me my free tank of gas at the station, but on paper, you will definitely improve your mpg. It really works.
Excellent. Well, Pam, we'll definitely, as I said, get you back in the next couple of weeks for a much longer visit, but thank you so much for your thoughts on the price of fuel in the summer of 2015, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Thanks again. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Pam. Car Care for the Clueless. Once again, carcarefortheclueless.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Speaking of websites, the gentleman sliding up to the microphone right now is CEO of DealerRater.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Gary Tucker to Auto World. Gary, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about your personal background and the background of DealerRater. How long has DealerRater been around? And tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Yeah, sure. DealerRater started back in 2002 when our founder, Chip Grutter, he was a young computer programmer in the dot-com era, and went to buy his first new car and didn't have a particularly great experience. And like a lot of the computer guys back then, he turned to the blogosphere to share his experience and quickly found that there was a lot of interest in the experience that he had and other people sharing their experiences at dealerships. So he created DealerRater.com and a 5-star rating and review website. This is very early on in the evolution of ratings and reviews. Yelp wasn't even a company yet when Chip got started. And the site evolved over the next several years, and in about 2008, we developed some products and services specifically to help dealerships manage their online reputation, and that was just an explosive ride for the company from 2008 till today. I joined DealerRater a little bit over a year ago. I've been in and around the car industry for over 30 years, actually got my start working in a car dealership for the first 10 years of my career, and spent some time in the OEM space, the auto financing world with GE Capital, and almost 13 years with GE Power in the market research space. So I know the retail world and understand the data and information side of our business, so it's been a good fit for me here at DealerRater.
It certainly sounds like it, and DealerRater sounds like an outstanding resource for consumers. Tell us about some of the features and some of the cool things that you've got online that folks can check out.
Yeah, if your listeners go to DealerRater.com, they can leave a review about a recent experience they've had with a dealership, either a sales experience or service experience. Or if they're interested in just seeing how their local dealers perform in the reviews, they can search them and read all of the feedback that other consumers have left about their visits to those stores. And what we find, particularly today with the online shopping process for car buyers, is consumers are spending more and more time online and less time visiting dealerships. Just not too many years ago when the average consumer visited 5 dealerships before they bought a car. Today, Bob, that's down to less than 2. The average is about 1.4. So a lot more homework is being done online. And the role that we play at DealerRater is to help consumers connect with a dealership that they want to go to. There's a lot of places online to do look at car reviews and compare different car models. There's even many places you can go to triangulate a price. But when it comes time now to get in your old car and drive down to the dealership, there aren't too many places where you can get good, trustworthy information about what you can expect there. And that's what we do. And increasingly, not only are people using DealerRater to find the dealership they're going to go to, but they're using DealerRater to find what salesperson they're going to ask for when they get there. And they do that by reading reviews online and seeing how salespeople at a particular dealership have treated other customers, and they use that as a guide to go in and seek out that salesperson.
Very cool. And is the site 100% free, Gary?
It is 100% free for consumers. And our site is responsibly designed, so whether you're on your mobile phone, your tablet, or your desktop, you'll have a great experience as a consumer navigating our website. We've got information and reviews on over 40,000 new and used car dealerships in the U.S. and Canada. We've got a really neat feature that's become popular recently where you can sign up for a recall alert. You share your email address and your make and model, and what we'll do is we'll send you an email when that car is impacted by an OEM recall. That way, if you're the second owner or maybe you've moved a couple times and the original manufacturer doesn't know where to find you, we can make you aware of those recalls. And as you know, Bob, that's been in the news a lot lately with the frequency of manufacturers' recalls.
It certainly is. We are here with Gary Tucker. He's the CEO of Dealer Raider. If you've got a question, we've got a telephone number. It's 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Patrick is my producer who will be taking your calls, 855-660-4261. If you have any questions for our very special guest, we would love to hear from you. Let's talk about the blog. I understand this is something new to the Dealer Raider site.
It is. We have a blog site. Our blog is actually targeted towards our dealers. What we find is our dealers are really eager to learn best practices and how to handle their customers and delight their customers when they visit the store. And, you know, there are thousands of examples every single day where dealers have done it right. And I think as an industry, our reputation certainly lags behind that, and consumers have come to mistrust the car buying experience. So the dealers that we work with, Bob, are very, very eager to deliver a great experience, and we've developed this blog site to be able to share information with them about best practices for delivering a great experience, handling customers, handling reviews online, and just helping consumers to have a great experience when they get into the store.
That is great. Hold that thought, Gary. I want to hear more.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Gary Tucker is our very special guest. He is the CEO of DealerRater.com, and some exciting news from the folks at DealerRater.com. They have just introduced a dealer blog. It's called Dealer Reader, and Gary's been telling us all about this very interesting blog, and I would imagine in today's world, Gary, I know, for example, my wife is 10 years younger than I am, so she relies on a lot more reviews written by consumers than I do. Whether it's the age difference, I don't know, but it seems that the younger demographics in particular like to read what other folks have to say and like to share their personal experiences, where older generations didn't necessarily go that route. So this is definitely something that the dealers have got to pay a lot of attention to here in 2015 as more and more younger folks get into the car buying marketplace.
Yeah, there clearly is a little bit of a generational skew towards the use of social media and third-party reviews. We saw some research recently that surprisingly showed for millennials, Gen X, and boomers, all over 70% using third-party review information as a source in the research of a car purchase. So it might not be as skewed to those younger folks as much as you might think, Bob, in that car buyers in general are realizing that this information is available. And as a consumer, I can be empowered to know which dealership is going to give me a great experience. And like I said before the break, which salesperson or service writer at that dealership is most likely to give me a great experience as a consumer. And when you can take that anxiety away from a consumer of that first drive up to the dealership, you can really help that process a lot. And it works out to the benefit of the consumer and the dealer. Our reviews, you know, many, many people share experiences that have gone well. We also have consumers that share experiences that haven't gone so well. And we've developed a program inside of DealerRater.com that we call Resolution Advantage. And it's designed to benefit the consumer so that if there's a negative review, there's an extra incentive, a bias for action for that dealer to engage with that consumer and to take care of that problem. So you're not just somebody voicing your opinion about something that went wrong. There's a dealership and a general manager or an owner on the other side of that problem who's going to engage with you and try to solve it for you.
That's very powerful, and there's no question about it. We've all had that experience of going to a dealership and being serviced well by a particular service writer, and maybe going back at another time and dealing with a different writer who is totally nowhere near as qualified or as nice or as... just the experience is nowhere near as nice as the first time around, and the same thing can be had for sales folks as well. I get a lot of emails from listeners who do a lot of car shopping, and sometimes they'll go into a car dealership and be totally turned off by a salesman, but they're so into the particular brand of car, they'll go back to the dealership at a later time, and they'll get a different salesperson and have a totally different experience. So to have this information at a site where folks can go in advance and find out who to ask for, I mean, that's powerful.
Yeah, we find that it's helping consumers just make a much stronger trust connection with the dealer during their online research, so that that first visit to the store just goes much more smoothly. And it also helps to create some transparency in the marketplace and pressure for other dealerships and other salespeople to consistently deliver a great experience now that we have sites like DealerRater.com and the ability for people to have much greater transparency into the kind of customer experience that they could expect at a dealership.
Even though today's vehicles come with, you know, very decent warranties, I mean, the minimum is 3 years, 36,000 miles, but most have extended powertrain and major component warranties that go much further than that. It's not uncommon for some premium cars to have 4 year, 50,000 mile warranties or beyond, but I'm noticing a lot for my my listeners as well as my readers at EpicTimes.com that lots of folks will do the homework on the sales department first before going to the dealership, which you know, kind of surprises me a little bit, because you think, you know, that's not something that you're going to have to worry about right off the bat.
Yeah, we see certainly consumers are evaluating the sales experience, but we just did some research a few weeks back with J.D. Power and Associates, looking at how car shoppers are now looking at online reviews about the service experience in choosing the dealer where they buy their car. Because they know after they take delivery, there's going to be this relationship with the service drive. Mm-hmm. And being able to choose your dealership based upon which one's going to give you the greatest service experience after you own the car is a wonderful idea for a consumer and can help make the ownership of that car more enjoyable by knowing you're doing business with a dealer who's going to take good care of you.
That's a really good point, Gary, because even though the dealer repairs are going to be covered by your manufacturer's warranty, you're still going to have to deal with these folks, and you're going to have regular scheduled maintenance as well. And today, with everybody being so busy, it definitely makes a whole lot of sense that people are checking out what the service department is like at their particular dealership. How do the dealers like the new blog? What's been the response so far?
It's been really good, Bob. I mean, our dealers have been asking us for some time now to provide a venue for us to share best practices and information about what's going on in the digital side of the automotive space. So even though we've only been at it for a few weeks, the results have been very positive, and we're sharing it with an increasing number of dealers each week and seeing some good responses to the content and information that we're sharing with them. As I said earlier, I think we all know that the industry suffers from a reputation standpoint, but your listeners would be happy to hear that there are many, many dealerships out there that are working hard every day to deliver a great experience and trying to find ways to improve their processes, to improve the training for their people, so that when a consumer gets to that showroom or that service department, they can expect to be handled efficiently and effectively.
And a lot of people, there's no question about it, in addition to doing the great research that's available out there on the Internet in purchasing a vehicle, lots of folks, like you say, are taking a look at other aspects like we've been discussing here, the ownership experience. It's interesting to see how different brands, too, have evolved over the years. It wasn't that long ago that certain brands had a poor reputation when it came to service and perhaps even requiring a lot of repairs. I think of the brand Jaguar, or as they like to say, Jaguar. I mean, this is a brand that has always produced, in my opinion, wonderful automobiles, but went through a period where a lot of people stayed away from them because of poor reputations, for bad reputations as far as requiring a lot of service. And now it's interesting to see how Jaguar is quite often at the top of the satisfaction list when it comes to dealers.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, DealerRater.com focuses exclusively on the experience. So we don't have reviews about the vehicles themselves, just about the dealership experience. And when I started in the industry 30 years ago, as you know, there were good cars and there were bad cars. There were cars that if you drove one home, you were going to have a bad experience likely. Over the past 30 years, the industry has just come so far in improving the physical quality, durability, reliability of vehicles to the point now there really aren't bad cars. There's very little discrimination from the best car to the worst car when you measure quality. And that's great for consumers. It takes a lot of pressure off of consumers and helps them to evaluate what brand they enjoy the most, what vehicle has the best features, the styling that they like, or maybe it's what dealership is closest to their home or office and is most convenient to do business with. And that's why DealerRater is so important right now, is that increasingly dealers are finding that it's the customer experience that's the competitive landscape that's going to make a difference. They can compete in the marketplace by taking better care of those customers than the dealership down the street and actually win customers to their brand by having a good reputation and taking good care of them, because everyone does build a much better vehicle than ever before.
So true. It is truly, in my opinion, the golden age of automobiles, of vehicles. And Gary, I really enjoyed your visit. We'll get you back with us down the road. Definitely, everybody, check out DealerRater.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.